I'm Susan Saunders in studio with my friend Ron Porth from the Mulhall inside Eastland Mall, Uptown Gifts and Accessories. As we were talking last week, as a small business owner, you were saying you could only hope that this year's sales report would be as good as last year. Can we talk facts and figures between Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday? How was it for the shopping season?
I have no complaints. The people of Central Illinois came out and did us a real good job. Black Friday was really good at the mall, as expected, you know, with the big box stores all being there. But Small Business Saturday was phenomenal uptown. The response was unbelievable. And we thank everybody that came and invite everybody else that didn't to show up between now and Christmas.
I happen to mention on the air that, as you and I had talked, Small Business Saturday was a promotional campaign put together by the fine folks from American Express credit cards. But yet this was the first year where they weren't offering any money back. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that. I honest to God, I didn't. Usually they have $10 off.
Right.
$10.
But then again, having an American Express card machine reader is sometimes an extra thing. Do you take American Express at Mulhall or Uptown Gifts?
Yes, but both. American Express charges for a lot of cards. There are a couple of free American Express cards, but they charge us more as a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
They're about half again as much, but a lot of people like to use them.
And as a vendor, I did want to get into this conversation at some point. We may not have enough time today. Have you had to be installing new credit card reading machines at your stores because there are the new credit cards with the RFID thing in it?
Someday we will. I think it's a little Y2K-esque. If you remember Y2K, they made a big deal out of every computer going to die and mm-hmm. around the world, and nothing happened in the end. They freaked out about it, but nothing really happened. Somebody just told me the other day, as long as you still have the magnetic strip,
mm-hmm.
then somebody can still read it with these readers they have. So we're until we go 100% chip, we're really not any safer.
I thought there were laws that were being passed saying that everybody had to switch to these chips because it was preventing so much credit card theft.
No, what the banks did, the banks held all the liability before mm-hmm. October 1st. If somebody had a bad card, somebody used a card they shouldn't have, it was the bank's responsibility. As of October 1st this year, it became the store's responsibility.
Ooh.
So if somebody steals a card and it has a chip,
mm-hmm.
it has to have a chip, and we run it through as a Stripe, then it will be our liability.
So are you, as a store owner, to protect yourself, starting to ask for photo ID along with cards?
No. Maybe like 20% of the people will ask you to see their ID,
mm-hmm.
but you don't really don't have time to do that.
So you're just hoping.
Right now, the man I talked to that knew pretty much what was going on said, if you deal with the same people, and in Central Illinois, you know, we do our business is basically the same people. So he said, if you deal with the same people, it's not going to be that big a deal.
Okay.
That chances of, you know, it's a one in a thousand, it's kind of like a bad check, one in a thousand. Two in a thousand, you're going to have an issue, and it's part of doing business.
I had never realized that the bad folk that are stealing identities and making so much money by stealing the credit card information, in so many cases, were able to make their own bar strips. I didn't realize that there were folks that were doing this in their basement. They were making their own credit cards with my information and putting a metallic strip on the back. And that, unfortunately, I found out the hard way when somebody swiped my card, stole my information, and was buying things out in Maine. And I assumed they were buying them online. No, they were at a gas pump, and they were just shoving a card right into the reader there with my information on it. And after they got out my entire bank account, when I went to the bank and they replaced all the money. But it was just a surprise to find out how talented some of these crooks are. So at least we're moving in a better direction.
Yeah, and the public should know you're safer with a credit card than a debit card. I know everybody likes to carry a debit card, but a credit card company can come back and save you if somebody does all those things. You know, or you're as a cardholder, you have a lot less liability with a credit card than you a debit card.
Okay, but yet I go to so many stores and they say credit or debit. I usually say debit to try and save the store owner money, because if it's a charge that's going back to the store owner, isn't it less if I punch in my numbers?
It used to be, but it really isn't much anymore. I don't think the difference is very insignificant now.
All right. More with Ron Porth from the Mulhall Uptown Gifts and Accessories. He sells great stuff. They gift wrap for free. And he tells us about what's going on with small businesses in the world. We'll talk more about holiday gift shopping ideas after a bit of health news from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. There's no reason not to go shopping this weekend because you could park a million miles away and it's a nice walk into the store. It is 35 currently right inside Kohl's at the Eastland Mall. I mean, like two doors in from Kohl's. Eastland Mall is where you find the mole hole. And the owner-operator, Ron Porth, is in the studio today. Business so successful, finding all of the gift trends and what people didn't know they wanted, but now they got to have. Now, you started your second store, Uptown Gifts and Accessories in Normal, which I call UGA for short now because that's what you have on social media. You brought me in a bag of happiness. I can't wait to open it.
Merry
it was,
Christmas.
Is this for me? Seriously?
That's for you for Christmas.
Okay.
And thank you for mentioning that Kohl's is in the mole hole wing.
Yeah, it's in the mole hole wing. That's what I think. That's the way I look. Over there. Where's Kohl's? Over by the mole hole. That's where you need to know. Oh, shut the front door. I love these. I've been talking about these nonstop, and I was coming in to get some.
A little elf told me that you had eyeballed those.
I do. Baba Zuzu are the mittens that are all different, and they don't have tips for your thumb or for your fingers, but they cover the rest of your hands, which means I can still run all my little cell phones and my digits and everything. These are cool.
They're so cute on you.
They are. They match my outfit today,
yes,
too.
They do.
How do you explain Baba Zuzu to
it's
people
wool.
Who don't know
they're
what
wool
it is?
They're very nice.
They really are.
They're kind of top shelf. The nice thing about them is they're going to last forever. They're not inexpensive, but they are going to last forever. And they're just it's just one of those things that... Another one of those gifts for the person that's really hard to buy for.
I have a hat made out of repurposed wool that I bought from your store years ago. And so to now have gloves, awesome, made in the USA. You can learn more about them at babazuzu.com. But I hate to ask this, but in any other situation, it would be wrong. Today, it's a good situation. Retail price if you're going to go shopping for these awesome mittens.
Honest to God, I can't tell you off the top of my head. But, okay. But they're not. They're not cheap. They're going to cost you.
But they're going to be.
They're some of the better. They're one of the better things in the store.
Also in the bag of happiness. Oh, I love these. A shower burst stress buster. Now this is a very inexpensive stocking stuffer that once you have one, you're going to buy for yourself nonstop. Explain these.
The other side of the street. Yes, those are wonderful things that you put in your shower. If you buy three, we give you a little bag to stick over the head of your shower.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, it kind of works like an Alka-Seltzer if the crowd's old enough to know what an Alka-Seltzer is.
Yeah.
But it kind of fizzles and fills your shower full of wonderful little scents and smells. And there's one for a colds and has eucalyptus in it for colds and flu, and it will open up your sinuses. They're just
now,
neat little things to make to enhance your shower.
I want it to get steamy. I don't want it to get wet. So I
right.
put this like on the soap dish or in the sachet type thing around.
Yeah, just let the finer spray get it. It has to have water to activate. But you don't if you where you put it makes a difference how long it lasts.
Okay.
If you put it right in the water, it'll only last two or three showers.
But. Am I seeing a trend here? Handmade in the USA.
How about that? Two for two.
Just saying. And a retail price for one of these happies if you're trying to find somebody. Do you work in your stores,
you're
Ron?
You're on the spot again. I don't know.
Do you know how much anything costs?
I can't tell you.
I'll tell you they're cool.
I can't tell you either. But they're not expensive. They're for what you get, it's a good value.
It's a very good value, and everybody wants their shower. I think I know what this is just because I can feel it in the bottle. But we'll find out once I open the bottle. I'll try not to.
Foodie.
Okay. I will explain the Terrapin Ridge Farms. I say Terrapin Farms by mistake every once in a while. Lemon honey vinaigrette. This is a marinade, a dipping sauce, a salad dressing, a pasta covering, a stick my finger in it and lick it because it
Put
tastes
it on your
good.
Pancakes.
I can't explain how much I use this for. What made you start to put food products in your store? Is food the ultimate gift?
Well, you know, it is. It's a consumable, so the nice thing is you get to they use it and they come back and they get it again. So that for long term, that's a good thing. And it's just good stuff. It's different. And you can take some home, you know, after a while. The good news is you get a little take home, too.
I can't explain what it is about the stuff I'm addicted to. It goes so well on fish. The first time I tried it on something other than lettuce was a nice piece of Chilean sea bass. that's the only way I make my sea bass now. It goes really well on chicken.
And there's a pineapple habanero from that company that you put over like cream cheese. And it's... You taste the pineapple first, and then all of a sudden the habanero just kind of sneaks up on you.
And you said you put it over cream cheese, so you make it into a dip.
And then you just dip crackers in it or whatever.
Speaking of dips, and thank you again for these wonderful gifts.
You're welcome.
I encourage everybody to go and get all of these. These are some of definitely my favorite products this year. Terrapin Ridge Farms, by the way, Clearwater, Florida. So again, made in the USA.
Three for three.
In the bag of swag here, you had some caramel, you had pretzel dip. that we were sampling on pretzels up at the front, I would come to your store every once in a while. Just go, I need another hit. Hit me with the salted caramel and the whatnot. Do you still have the salt?
Yes, the salt. There's rum caramel and salted caramel, and it's to die for. Yeah, we have people that come in and buy a whole case of it. They'll buy a dozen to give to everybody in the family. But so we dip pretzels in it, and you can dip, put it on ice cream. It's a great hostess gift. That's one of the things we should talk about is hostess gifts. We have a lot of
in there. We could do that next week.
Yeah, next week we'll talk hostess gifts.
To the Mulholl or Uptown Gifts and Accessories. Great hostess gifts, because if you go to a party empty-handed, you're a schmoo. You need to say thank you for giving me all this free food and liquor and cleaning your house and making everything pretty.
True statement.
But the last question I was just going to ask, which are you selling more of right now, gift certificates or gifts? Because yours is an ultimate place to buy a gift certificate for and let people pick themselves.
Gifts right now, you know, that I think the gift certificate's that end of the line when you
the
desperation gift when you say, okay, I know they can find something and I don't want to find it for I got too much to do to find it for them.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to try and find something for the man who gifts the rest of us. Ron Porth, round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you again next week, but it'll be Wednesday here on WJBC.